Business is Tidewater Landing Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised plan for Tidewater Landing, application 2013-2. It's an AR1 cluster subdivision for the construction of 195 single-family lots located off Robinsonville Road, County Road 277. The Planning Commission approved the final subdivision plan on August 25th, 2016 for construction of 213 single-family lots with open space and landscape forest and or forested buffers. Changes to the final subdivision were required due to the sale of the property and the seller retaining the parcels showing lots 1 through 18, lands of the vessels company. Specifically, changes included elimination of 18 lots, updating the property line and landscape easements, relocation of a sewer pump station and outfall measurements, revisions to show new street names, showing the propane farm easement, and clarifying DelDOT easements and right-of-way dedication. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 6, parcels 780 through 976 and 978.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Tidewater Landing 2013-2, that we approve their revised subdivision plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Tidewater Landing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Cape Henlopen School District S17-27 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct a 105,000 square foot school building with alternatives. In addition to site improvements on a 24.816 acre parcel located off Sweetbriar Road, conditional use 2070 for the Sussex Consortium School in the Cape Henlopen School District was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on January 26, 2017. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 20. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for the Cape Henlopen School District S-17-27. The final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Cape Henlopen School District preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Davidson, site plan 1726 and conditional use 1978.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 6,300 square foot contractor storage building to be located on a 4.64 acre parcel. The use of the building and lot will be for offices and storage and a house moving business per conditional use number 1978. The use commenced in the approved time frame. Owner is ready to build, start construction. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 70.16. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Lands of Davidson, S-17-26 and CU-1978, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Lands of Davidson site plan 1726 and conditional use 1978 as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Fleming's Lawn Unlimited conditional use number 952.
Wow. This is a request to amend condition 2 of ordinance number 729. Granting conditional use number 952 for a lawn service business adopted by County Council on October 30th, 1990. Condition 2 states the signage shall be limited to 32 square feet per facing unlit. Specifically, the Flemings request to modify the condition to match the requirements found in section 115-159.4 for signs permitted in the B1 neighborhood business district. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 16, Parcel 47.03.
Thank you. Okay, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I have a concern that, you know, if we were to grant a variance on the siding requirements for this conditional use, we've got about 9,000 in the county that would be lined up to ask for the same relief, and I don't think it's wise for us to open up that can of worms.
I would concur with Mr. Ross, just for the benefit of the rest of you. I don't think it would be time to set a precedent in that regard.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Lands of Fleming and Lawns Unlimited, CU 952, I move that we deny the request to amend condition number 2 of CU 952 regarding signage for the reasons stated.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to deny the amended condition of approval for Lands of Fleming and Lawns Unlimited, conditional use number 952 for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Rementer, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for one new lot off of a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off Rementer Road, County Road 517A, which is west of Rum Branch Road, which is County Road 484. The new lot is 1.327 acres, more or less, and the residual lot is approximately 57.533 acres, more or less. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 10, portion of parcel 28. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application of Lands of Rementer for minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement with the approval of the site plan as a preliminary, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Lands of Rementer minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement, approving the site plan as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item,
Chairman, before we go, a question on this one, which is fine, it just got approved. How come it's just, it'll be double good of, but on this one, so it had a lot of road frontage on County Road 517A. Why didn't it get approved?
Because the access is off the 50-foot easement. They didn't get access off That's of right. the road.
Deldot wouldn't give them access?
Deldot would not give them access off it, which is why it's before the commission, because the access is off the 50-foot easement.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I thought, because otherwise it looks like it would just be a lot with the driveway right off. Okay. Thanks.
All right, then. Our next item is Lands of Michael and Dina Hearn, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for one new lot off of a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off Shiloh Church Road, County Road 74, east of Scotland Road, County Road 434. The new lot is 2 acres, more or less, and the residual lot is approximately 8.79 acres. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 15, parcel 49.03, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application for the Lands of Michael and Deanna Hearn for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with the site plan as a preliminary, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the Lands of Michael and Deanna Hearn with the preliminary approval of the site plan. Final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Tana and Dawson.
This is a minor subdivision for one new lot off a 50-foot easement over an existing private road, Fox Run, located off Robinsonville Road, County Road 277, which is south of Hearts Road. The new lot is 5.06006 acres approximately. The residual lot is approximately 57.734 acres. And the property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 76, a part. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval the Lands of Tana and Dawson of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Lands of Tana and Dawson minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with the preliminary approval of the site plan, final approval by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Robinson and Aiken.
This is a minor subdivision for one new lot from an existing 30-foot easement, which is being expanded to a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off Gravel Hill Road, State Route, County Road 30, which is south of Springfield Road, County Road 47. The new lot, which I believe is Area C, is 0.8567 acres. And the residual lot is approximately 1.9124 acres. A lot line adjustment subdividing Area B, which is approximately 0.3069 acres, and assigning it to the adjacent parcel 58.02 acres. I'm sorry, that's parcel 5802, was also requested, but does not require Planning Commission review. The property is owned AR1. The tax parcel is 234, map 8, parcel 5801, and parcel 5802. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
So on the map, the green and yellow stuff you don't have to worry about, because that's the one that Mr. Brandaway said we don't have to worry about. So it's the orange that's being expanded from 30 to 50, right?
Correct.
And then the crosshatch that's outlined in pink, that's right. The new lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the only question I have is, how are the apparently there's a tax ditch there, and how are they reflected so people know not to build in within the maintenance easement, or do we know if the easement is on this property side or the other?
Well, we can ask them to show that on the final subdivision.
I think maybe we should probably, make sure we do that as we're aware that there's a tax ditch, because maintenance of our drainage system becomes more and more complicated as people build, adjacent to them, and we have to make sure that gets maintained. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move that we approve the application of the lands of Robinson/Aiken for the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement and lot line adjustment with the preliminary site plan approval and a final site plan to show any maintenance easements from the Sock Rocket tax ditch and final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the lands of Robinson Aiken minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement with the preliminary approval of the site plan and final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits, and also noted that the site plan needs to show the
tax ditch right away.
Sock Rocket.
Sock Rocket.
I didn't think you'd get that. You're good, Bob, but that was a tough one.
Not that good.
A curveball.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.
I wanted to throw that in there just for fun, man.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That was made my night.
That was good. He's all giggly over there.
Sock Rocket. You can't help it. Don't go throw that in there, right?
Just having too much fun. Next item is lands of Daniel and Sharon Beebe.
This is a minor subdivision for three lots off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off Cobbs Creek Road, County Road 494A, at the Delaware-Maryland state line. Each lot will be approximately 1 acre, plus or minus. Note that an additional 1 acre lot fronting Cobbs Creek Road is also requested and will require approval from DLDOT. The residual lands will contain 15.654 acres, plus or minus. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is 432, map 5, parcel 21.01. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the lands of Daniel and Sharon Beebe for minor subdivision with 50-foot easement, with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the lands of Daniel and Sharon Beebe minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement with preliminary approval of the site plan and final approval of the site plan to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 2077, Joy Marshall Ortiz. Mr. Hopkins, I am going to ask you if you would consider deferring action to give the commission time for further consideration. I'd like to give some thought to where something like this might fit in and so on, and I'm really kind of not prepared to do that right now, if you would. But
okay, yeah, just before you make the motion, I'd something I wanted to say too. Okay. It's just, I agree with you, Mr. Wheatley. We need to look at it because I think it's a potentially a good idea. My concern is it doesn't fit squarely anywhere in our code right now. It can't be a manufactured park because manufactured homes have to exceed 450 square feet in size, so they're smaller than that, so it wouldn't fit within that. And the way they've proposed it, I don't know that it falls within squarely within what a campground would be because they're more permanent residents. So there's a couple ways to come in. I think one of the things, tiny houses have been on the horizon recently, and it's something maybe that we should look at in the comp plan. I'll sort of throw that out generally. But if we're inclined to kind of act favorably on it, folks may not get exactly what they're asking for in terms of, you know, use and duration and some other things, you know. I just point that out there.
It's
based on what our code says.
It's a conditional use application, so we have the ability to place as many conditions and stipulations as we want. So it's possibly doable. My concern is that it is something that may be more appropriate for a GR zone rather than a conditional use, but a conditional use does give us the opportunity to stipulate it as heavily as we think we need to, so it's just something I think we need to think about a little more. So.
And I agree, Bob, and I also think we need to consider whether there's central sewer available or not. Just because the overall square footage of the house doesn't mean that there's still 12 different sewer connections of some kind, and the overall density is double what we would allow in a single family type home situation, understanding it's smaller. I think that, you know, in these situations, central sewer is something that we really need to consider, because what's going to happen is sometime down the road, if it stays in that use, as Hans Metlars and county engineering is going to be mitigating those on-site systems. Mm-hmm. And that's cost a lot of money to the county. And it's something that we just need to consider.
I also think it's worth mentioning that there was some public opposition on with the concern about the easement. And I think it's reasonable that a multifamily type use was not contemplated when that was done, but we don't know what was contemplated. But just looking at the way it was laid out and what has happened since then, and that gives me some concern as well. So there are some things to think about here. And
I did look at the survey, and the notes on the survey state that the owners of lot 1 and 2 have to share equally in the maintenance of that easement area, which leads me to believe that at least it was contemplated that it would be an equal use, that it would be single family. I do also, I have to say that I'm concerned about approving this one, because if we approve this, it really does undermine the limitations that exist for manufactured home parks. Because there's very clear requirements for that, and somebody could say, well, you approve that one, I don't need to go the manufactured home park route. And the same thing with campgrounds, there's clear requirements for that. And if we approve this, people would be able to just ignore the campground requirements and say, well, you did it here, why can't I do the same thing? So we've got to be careful on moving forward so that we don't create
down the line. I think longer term, I think this needs to be part of the discussion with the comp plan, because I think this is just me thinking my own thoughts now that we probably should look at ways to accommodate some of these new housing types that are being proposed. There's the tiny house, there's the co-housing concept, which doesn't really fit squarely anywhere either. So there are going to be some things we're going to have to look at, moving forward.
I would definitely be concerned about the sharing that right away, at least to the extent, at a minimum, to the extent that what was originally intended. I'm perceiving this to be equal use of at least that first 50 feet of road, or 60 or 80 or 100. Now, the one party is only using maybe a 10%, and the other side's using 90%. So,
since the applicant is still here, and also again for the benefit of those commissioners who maybe haven't been around quite as long as I have, we have to give a yes or no answer to the application. We can't negotiate an answer. One good thing about the conditional use process is it does give us wide latitude to place conditions and so on. But I think we're all wanting to have some more time to think about this. But I would just suggest to you that a negative recommendation, which is, by the way, what we do. We make a recommendation to county council. You will have another public hearing in front of county council, okay, and they will make a final decision. So we're simply making a recommendation to them. But I would suggest to you that a negative recommendation or a negative outcome isn't necessarily the end of the discussion, because I think everyone recognizes that this is something new that we perhaps don't have the means to accommodate, but could develop the means to accommodate. And it just so happens that we're in that process right now with the comprehensive land use plan that's being developed and has to be promulgated in 2018. So, you know, it's coming at a good time. And with that,
I know in regard to Marty's concern about septic and sewer and all that, do we have anybody in the county who actually knows about how composting toilets work, and do we need to have a septic system if they're using composting toilets? Because, I mean, the stuff that I've read on them is you plug them in, they run a fan, you empty them out, and it's soil at the end.
Well, I think so. You bring up a good point, because, once again, this is some new,
right.
So. new stuff, new technology that our code really doesn't accommodate. I suspect you can't find the words compost toilet anywhere in our ordinance. I'm just guessing, but I'm willing to bet you it's not in there, okay? And perhaps it should be.
No, we do frequently, though, ask, you know, have you done site evaluations, or do you have any direct approvals, which you can get site evaluations rather economically. And in this case, you could actually maybe get an opinion from DENREC about, you know, how they impact, you know, the need for on-site
septic.
They've
got one down the street from my house.
Because
DENREC does. Yeah.
With no information and nothing in code, then it's a blank hole. You know, we can't assume. We're not experts in those in that industry. So if it's not on the record, you know, it's just not there. It's just a question.
Okay, then.
Brings up a good point, maybe to defer action pending receipt of septic feasibility, or, you know, at least some sort of approval as to the proposed septic from DENREC, if that's what you're...
The aerial shot, I shouldn't even say this because it's just conjecture, I guess, but the aerial shot looked like it had some nice sand in the back. So I guess,
so you think you get
I guess based on that, we can
here?
Go ahead and approve it.
Well, it sure looks sandy. Your Honor, it sure looks sandy.
I definitely wouldn't bank on some composting toilet. I don't think
well, you know, obviously we've got a lot to consider, so let's take a little time and do that.
Are we done?
Yep.
We are.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2077, Joy Marshall Ortiz, to allow the commission time to further consider the testimony presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2078, Sunlight Ventures Limited.
Questions, sir?
No, I don't have any issues with this one.
We have some pretty standard conditions for these types of things, particularly on Route 9, so I just would ask that you defer them just so we can be consistent.
Yeah. That's all. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer CU 2078 Sunlight Ventures Limited for further consideration.
Second.
Move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2078 Sunlight Ventures Limited for further consideration. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1820, W&B Hudson Family Limited Partnership, and John Floyd Lingo III.
Anybody have any questions or discussion on this?
No.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1820 for W&B Hudson Family LP and John Floyd Lingo for a change in zone from C1 and AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is along Route 9 and Route 30 and adjacent to a lighted intersection that was recently upgraded by DelDOT. Two, the site is already partially zoned C1, general commercial. This application will bring all of the property under a single zoning designation. The change from AR1 to CR1 only affects a very small area of land directly behind a parcel that is already zoned CR1.
Thank you.
Three, the site is at an intersection where other commercial zonings are or uses exist. While this particular location along Route 9 supports commercial zoning, this recommendation should not be considered as an endorsement of commercial zoning everywhere on Route 9. Four, the rezoning of CR1 in this location will not have an adverse impact upon adjacent properties, roads, community facilities, or the neighborhood in general. Five, the applicant has stated that the site will be served by Artesian Resources Corporation, which will provide water and wastewater treatment for any future development of the site. Six, the rezoning meets the purpose of the zoning code in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, the rezoning is in compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which states that CR1 zoning is one of several appropriate zoning classifications for this location. And eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded, although I think one minor correction, I believe you referred to it as Route 30. It's actually Route 5, I think.
Oh.
Yep.
Here, okay.
But the attorney's geographical sense.
30.
Yeah, yeah. I know, sorry. That was on me, not on Ms. Stevenson.
I didn't cash it.
But other than that.
Don't blame Sharon for that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1820 W&B Hudson Family Limited Partnership and John Floyd Lingo the Third for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I do have one item, actually. I just wanted to let you know that tonight is Dan's last evening with the commission. He is moving on from the county, and I just wanted to let you know and thank him for his...
Well, Dan, you are aware that there is a Hotel California provision in your contract, right? You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
I truly enjoyed my work experience here. I'm accepting the position of planning director at Pocomoke City.
Oh, congratulations. Nice.
It does allow me to get back into the Maryland retirement system, which I had some couple years in. So.
Okay.
That's a pretty deep river there.
Well, listen, we appreciate your service and have enjoyed working with you and wish you all the best. And Pocomoke is city manager. What's his name?
Ernie Crowfoot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'll be following closely the progress of the comprehensive plan.
Well, please do. And come back and visit anytime. Yeah. Anytime.
Our email addresses are, just send us notes, correct us.
Okay. There being no other business, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.